Hart, who joins us from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
It's going just fine. Waiting for the next rain to come through, and hopefully after that it will become better weather. And speaking of rain, I kind of want to remind everyone that we've been listening. I've been hearing you have people come in and they talk from, I think it's K-State Extension, about the number of mosquitoes that we are anticipating. And I kind of wanted to remind people that also mosquitoes, you know, they're the ones that carry the heartworm for the bad worm. When they bite the dog, then the dog could get heartworm. So you need to have them vaccinated. And if you're thinking, gosh, I don't remember the last time, let's do some checking and keep them current on all the vaccinations. But that heartworm, I think, is going to be prevention. It's going to be pretty important this year with the number of mosquitoes.
Yeah, that is a good reminder. Yeah, I was just thinking to say that is a good reminder. So,
I keep walking around. Of course, it's raining all the time, so my bird bath are constantly getting fresh water. But they've commented about bird baths being really bad about carrying mosquito larvae. And so that was the one thing I wanted to speak about. The second thing was 4th of July approaching. It's a scary time for our four-legged friends. And actually, I'm not too fond of it anymore myself as an adult. But I know it's a great time for kids. They love to celebrate. Families get together. It has so many, many good things about it. But let's please remember that if you have a pet, cat or dog, make some precautions for your animal, because if they get frightened by the noise, they bolt out of the house, they're gone, they're not going to come back because they're frightened. So do some precautions beforehand. If you have an animal that thunderstorms can also send them in the same kind of dilemma. If you have an animal that seems very sensitive to this, be thinking of things what you can do to help that animal get through that period of time. Some suggestions are you put them in a room that no one's going to be going in and out, so they're secure. Lower the lights, put some music on, make it a calming situation for them, and just and go check on them and talk to them in a soothing voice. Take care of them. If that's not something that's convenient, you can also board them. There's also places that will take your animals in for that period of time to keep them from hearing all this noise. But just be alert. Make sure the dogs are tagged. The cats don't usually wear collars, but make sure there's a way to identify your pet if they were to happen to get away. Sharpie pen on the collar with your name and phone number. That works just as well as anything. We do see more animals coming in at the shelter this time of year, and they were frightened by the fireworks and took off. And cats are notorious for hiding. They get scared, and they just go somewhere and hide. So anyway, it's good common sense to remember our pets and think about them, and maybe talk to the people if you're having a get-together and they've got the fireworks. Talk about them. Let's get away from the house, move away from the house. Anything that you think you can do to help make your pet feel better about the situation, I'm all for. Sometimes the age of an animal doesn't always predict if they're going to be afraid of storms and fireworks. Had a couple dogs that I have had that were fine as young dogs and puppies, but as they got older, it became the thunderstorm starting to frighten them and the fireworks. So just because maybe last year the dog didn't react, doesn't mean it may not do it this year. Just watch your animal and be very caring and considerate. So there's my speech. Just kind of remind everyone to think about small children are just the same. You really kind of need to keep your eye on those small kids. You don't want to scare the tar out of them either. It's supposed to be fun. So.
Yeah, no, that All is right. a great reminder. Appreciate that. And what else is going on in the shelter, Becky?
We have a couple of donations or adoptions. One of our little kittens, and I spoke about her a couple of times, Sulky. She was adopted, and the owner passed away, and no one in the family wanted to take her on, so she came back to us. She's been adopted. She was adopted last week, and to a nice young lady, a little girl, young lady, and so she's going to have a wonderful life with this young woman. So that was an adoption that we had. And then the two pups that I've been speaking about, Dakota and Coda. Coda got adopted, so he's off on his new life and new adventures. So two nice adoptions this week. We have some new names to talk about. Two little dogs have come in. They're about 4 months old. probably shepherd mix. Danny kind of thought they came in together, but he's not sure. But they seem to kind of have the same look about them. So Trixie is 4 months old, and she's a female, and Sid is the male. Again, about 4 months old, shepherd mix. Probably going to be medium-sized dogs. So two new names to talk about. I'll go through the list real quick of some of the familiar names, but I like it. It's getting shorter, so that means that, you know, our guys are getting adopted. We have Mickey, who is a Calahuna, has a white face, beautiful coat. We also have Lena. She's a shepherd mix. She's probably about 5 or 6 years old. She likes to walk on a leash. She likes car rides. Her face is really pretty, a tan face. Todd is 3 years old. He is a pocket pit mix. Probably needs a big yard. Guy likes to move around, so let's see if we can't find that for him. Copper's 3 years old. He and Todd, I think, are probably related. They have the same description, same age, pocket pit, tan in color. Or he's white and black. Sorry, he's white and black in color. Brownie, female, 4 years old. She's kind of shy at first, but then she's beautiful. There's a picture of her on Facebook. She's really pretty. She's tan. She's got white on her chest. She's just a beautiful dog. We also have, well, you know, I think that's about it for the names I was going to talk about today. So it is shorter. So that's what, see, that just shows that we have a different rotation. But as I was speaking to Danny this morning, we had Animal Control brought in a litter of puppies that apparently were abandoned. There's several of them, like 9 to be exact. They are probably a lab mix. They're not available at this time, but it won't take too much. It won't be too long, and they will be available for adoption. They've got to stay with us for a while, make sure they're healthy. So he is asking for puppy chow, please, because they're going to require a lots of puppy food for lab mixes. So that did happen this morning. That came in. The other donations that I'd kind of like to ask about would be, again, remember I've asked for collars and leashes. They can be used. We don't care. It's just nice to have something to put on the animal when it is adopted. Sometimes people forget or they're not real sure if the adoption is going to occur. So we like to have those on hand. Toys, treats, dryer sheets, paper towels, bleach, Dawn, just, you know, some of the things that we've always asked about we're still needing. A good announcement I have is our free spay and neuter clinic is full. I found out this week some numbers that I can pass on. Apparently, we had 210 applications, and we have okayed 70 to 80. It depends on time, how many that we actually think that's going to be able to be taken care of. But as you all remember, this was something that the city of Coffeyville, Animal Clinic of Southeast Kansas, and Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we partnered together to make this clinic happen in August. These animals will be spayed and neutered. They will get all of their shots, including rabies, if they're old enough. They will also be licensed with the city, so therefore you don't have to worry about trying to get your dog licensed. It was one dog per household, so there it shows you how many households are going to receive this, and what a wonderful thing. We couldn't be more pleased. Hopefully this will be something we can do again in the future, but just kind of help the litters, unwanted litters being born in Coffeyville. So good deal. Wonderful deal, I think.
Yeah, it sure is. So people can, again, take advantage of that. And always good to hear that list getting shorter as well.
No kidding. Yes, you're right. It is. So other than that, let me talk about our hours. Our hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Coffeyville Friends of Animals has a Facebook page. You go to CFA, it'll pop up. This morning, Danny said he's putting some pictures of the new animals that I spoke about, but he's also going to, you know, refresh the animals that have been there for a while. And then the city of Coffeyville has their own Facebook page, and it's Coffeyville Animal Shelter. Lots of ways to figure out what's going on out there. The best way is to come out, see what's going on, do some volunteer work. Had a lady stop me just this last week wanting to know, we're still taking volunteers. I said, oh, absolutely, anytime. It doesn't matter how many days, the amount of time, whatever. We're just more than happy to have people come out and help us with what's going on at the shelter.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate that update, Becky, and hope folks can take advantage of everything over at the shelter. And we look forward to another update here next week.
Next week, and like we were talking, let's start making preparations for the 4th. It's going to be here before we know it.
That's right. It sure will. So. Okay. All right. Well, you take it easy, Becky. We'll talk at you soon. All right, that's our update from Coffeyville, Friends of Animals. And on the way, we have a Check His Mag News brought to you by Elmhaven Healthcare Facility. Then back to Open Line here on KGGF.